All right. Yes, I am still of the same mind, and I'm totally amazed by the fact that...
Yes, Cal, yes.
Somebody comes trundling through here with a cow trailer, dropping off their kids to feed and see. And you go, yeah. Because you got to remember, this is still mostly an agricultural place. You can stay all day long, it's not. I had predicted a long time ago, I don't know if that's what I did. I had thought a long time ago that climate change would probably work to our favor. I remember scripture, prophecy that said that the waste places would, you know, blossom as the rose, that there would be wells of water where there was once deserts. And I think it was mostly based on that. Like what Jordan Peterson said in his wrap up there at that young women's leadership conference. That was good. Essentially, don't be satisfied with who you are. Now, get better. That your potential is far greater than you think it is. But you need to push yourself. We need to go into management. And I'm saying, you know what? I said, I actually disagree with that. I think management. So now you can say, oh, well, you'll make more money. And you go, well, that's never been really a good standard of what of whether you're really pushing yourself. You go, plus I'm not really interested in doing that. You know, you are allowed to have interest. You shouldn't be totally driven by what makes the most money. I said, but I don't even like management. And I don't mean in the whole manner of being managed. Nobody likes being managed, as far as I'm aware. You go, I have really no interest in managing others. He says, but the actual activity, the actual, I said, I've studied management. Gee whiz, I've got a master's degree in it. I do know a thing or two about the thing. And you go,
oh, man, were you way back there?
Yeah, you stopped to do something.
I was picking up those wires. Oh, yeah, you're
so cute. There's a warm little hero. But okay.
Saving their lives.
You're a good man, Matt. Don't let anybody ever tell you anything different. A good heart.
Oh, look at that Mexico blue.
Yeah. Hey, you don't get that in hazy old storms, do you?
No.
It's always a little weird.
That is hazy.
Yeah. The haze over the swamp, you know. You don't get that there too much. Of course, we might get more of it. I don't know. Climate control is too weird.
That would be a sad day.
Yeah?
I think so. Okay.
But yeah, I said, can I be honest? I said, the principles of NASA just don't appeal to me. I said, that's probably the biggest thing. Back and they go, oh, we want you to be the manager. And you go, I do have a choice, don't I? And it's like, well.
Will you be the manager until you can find a manager?
Well, I'll sign off on leave. That's what you need to have somebody do right now. Get somebody in here that wants to manage these things. I'll be the first one to say. I said, you know what? I said, I spend too much time being scared. I said, I would only go into management because I was scared of who you would get as a manager. And you know what? I'm not going to worry about that because Do you know what I am right now? I'm the talent.
The talent you both is too, but people figure out that you don't know what he's doing.
Oh, I'm pretty open about it. I'm pretty interested. Guys, I just, you know, and they all come back and they go, Jason, you just don't know. You're amazing. It's like,
I told you that.
I don't. I don't. And you're going, I'm far better at other things. And you go, oh my gosh, then I must be, I just, gobstoppingly amazing at those, like writing, for instance. I just don't get time for it. But I do this week. Every week I can buy 2 or 3 mornings to write. You know? Need to start using them that way. Because the biggest thing in life is time management. And it's not wasting your time. Too much of your time. That's my trouble.
My trouble.
I waste a lot of my time.
Me too.
So I need to get better at it. Like our evenings. I need to spend my evenings doing other things instead of sitting and watching the video.
What would you do? Right?
I need to write. I've got projects. I need to start working on them.
Okay,
I've been niggling at me for years.
I need to do my self-reflection today.
Yeah.
For my mermaid picture.
Huh? So now we've got a pretty good setup in that office. I'm going to start using it.
Okay.
If I can get away with it, I know you'll let me. It's kind of nice that way. Oh, pardon. Start working for it.
Mom's tools.
Yeah?
What kind of tools do you think she had?
Mom had a drawer.
I know.
Well, I think Joe and Paige took the majority of them.
Yeah, I know.
They're mostly gone, I think, so. I was going to take them, it's just one of the pieces of furniture. We can start looking through all the things that she cut out in the box car. It's mostly her junky little things that she picked up over the years, gadgets.
Yeah.
Which I'll take a lot of stock in here. Kind of crafty. And only buy through, only buy on those TV, info commercial thingies. Thank you. Yeah, I've been getting bugged by book two of Navigieri. I've taken a couple of good runs up to it. Didn't think much of them. And then I was saying, you know, I need to take those essays that I did on the afterlife.
Yeah.
I need to do a book on those. And you're going, but wait a minute. I said that was what Navigieri Book 2 was. The basic skeletal structure of that book was going to follow the plan of salvation. And then the very last thing, the third book was all about persevering through difficulty and growth and how one becomes something. With God saying, this is what I want you to become. It's not a surrender, you know. You have to be complicit in it a lot because it's going to be hard. God doesn't give you a just hand your life over to me development program. It's no, you're going to become an impressive person, and I'm going to show you how. I'll put circumstances in your way to make this happen. I'm not really going to tell you ahead of time how it's all going to look. It's Kurt. Kurt, he is. I think he's got the actual worst job at this university.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, he actually has two separate bosses. He's got two half-time positions. It was designed this way, which I think is fascinating. He actually works for two completely different streams. He worked half for ICS under Clark, sort of, but not really. And then he worked the other half time with Communication Services under a whole different vice president. He doesn't even share an ultimate boss in common.
Well, he
took it. But then telling him, oh yeah, it all worked out. But ultimately it does, but it is. It's like, yeah, I couldn't work with two bosses. Bad enough. It's hard enough working with one. You know? So maybe that's the thing about the whole polygamy thing. It took a really exceptional man to be a good polygamist. Yeah? I wouldn't know if I had it in me. It's tricky helping Lisa be happy. If I had two women to try and do that same thing for, oh my gosh. I probably wouldn't be a very happy person at all. I struggle with that now. So, yeah. But that's why when people go, oh, but the women now, aren't they wonderful? They're so independent. They're not subservient or anything. And you're going, man, I think a polygamous wife has to be pretty darn independent. Because she isn't going to get a lot of support from her husband. Because her husband's stretched too thin.
And there's that
course, I don't know about those guys that live in those communities. I think
that's what I was getting to say.
I think that's a bunch of hooey.
One guy told me he wanted to do that to the second vote. And she didn't want to. And
yeah.
It's like, why don't you have a council and say one of them is going to have to vote?
Well, I thought that's what they did.
No.
They talked about it a bit. There's different styles. I think we're talking about two different families. I think another family had to do that, and they did kind of a more of a getting together and making the decision together. I would go, that would take a level of imagination. I'm not
interested. They have to do that because one man cannot support all that in his family.
No, they can barely do it now. Not if you want to have the quote nice home and the nice vehicles and all the other trappings that society expects you to want
to have. To feed all those people.
Well, let me tell you, though, Lisa, when it comes to food, those guys live at the bottom of the barrel. Their kids are eating Cheerios every morning. I'm sorry. Comparatively, those families eat sewage. You know, I don't mean to be rude, but yeah. They go and they buy bulk starch, and that's basically what they eat. Those families are going to be so wadded up with diabetes. Crap like that. So, yeah, because I don't, you know, when people go, oh, this is really the way it should be, and you go, I don't think this is, I think you guys are playing an interesting game. It only works under certain circumstances, and you guys have done it far beyond its usefulness.
And if a polygamous man dies, what happens to his wife and other children?
Yeah, I don't know. They stay together?
Or
we never saw this.
Or do they get married off to somebody else?
Yeah.
And they take their children with them.
We go to these cloistered little communities. They're already having problems, right?
Yeah.
Look at all those single guys.
Well, I know, right?
And the girls are sitting there waiting for inspiration from above. You know, and you're going, I don't think you can just live by letting the girls decide.
Yeah, I know.
Girls want 5,000 things.
Yeah.
Marriage only being one of them. They're easily distracted.
Oh, you know, I never even looked at 5-6.
Oh, do you want to drop me up here? Let's get off the side of the road completely. Oh, where's she going? Well, there she is. Mario and me. You're smarter than I am. It's not hard, is it? Oh, God. Common sense is not. Not my forte at all.
I love you.
I love you, too. Maddie!
Yes?
Are you going to go walk around with Mom again? You should. You need more exercise in your life, buddy. Go with Mom. Go with Mom. Thank you.
Good evening.
Okay. Finally, had our real live 30th wedding anniversary. Because it really was yesterday. Dude. October 22nd, 1988. This is when I got married. Hello.